שולחן בטס סליחה. במוקם שלא גשר, אוי לו עצמו כויה בכל רם, פייס את זה מנגל, זה מנגל סעלי, הייתי זה מנגל שם בטויה, ועשית את חילה, הפעה של פרעיין ושולש, בינוי, בין עצמו לא יעלה. He didn't prepare himself, saying it over two or three times before he got the Aliyah, he should not take the Aliyah. He says, Gemara in Brochus, the three things shorten a person's life. Somebody who gets an Aliyah and doesn't take it. But even so, over here, he should not take the Aliyah because he cannot prepare properly in advance. Ramah says, V'mokim shechazim koyre hu tzarv asad p'chiva. If you have a Baal Koyre, then he should also prepare two or three times beforehand. As Bruce says, B'di'evin, if they don't have somebody to prepare themselves in advance, so to prevent the fact that they will be mevatel the entire Kriyas HaTorah, so the minigur to be making to cause somebody to be the Baal Koyre, because he did not prepare in advance. And somebody next to him reads it with a trump in a low voice to help him out if necessary. Bruce says, a chiddush, that is a mitzvah in the mufa, that the one who gets Aliyah also should prepare the parsha of Shnai Mikra before Kriyas HaTorah. Sid Beis, Misha Eino Yodeh Likreis. So if Lilchus HaYodeh Shel Eliyahu the Sefer Torah, the person doesn't know how to read by himself, he should be stopped from getting an Aliyah. And Shabru says it's mashma, even if he can read together with a Baal Koyre, but the person who can't do by himself should not get the Aliyah. Maisa, somebody who can read with the Baal Koyre together, we pass it on the Chachil, can get an Aliyah. Shvichim Lezeh, She'eni Yodeh Likreis, Shvi, Shukoyin Levi, it's the only Koyin Levi in the Shul is somebody who doesn't know how to read himself, Ein Shemach Zulato, Ein Kishiyikri Leishneh Tzim Amil Amil Yodeh Liyonu Lekreis Yivin Aksav, Yochel Alis, if you can read it together with the Baal Koyre, then it should go up, Lav Liyala, now you should not take the Aliyah. This is the opinion of the Chavi that holds that a person who will not be reading together with the Baal Koyre, or he will be reading together and by heart without reading inside, should not get an Aliyah. We're making about that also. But it's important to know that Chachila, for sure, we agree. One who gets Aliyah should be reading together with the Baal Koyre. Siv Gimel, Atvila, Reishak, Netzis, Achazin, Vayikir, Atzir, Yemel, Likra. Even the head of the shul, Achazin, shouldn't read till he's called up, shouldn't take cover for himself. And Nogashishliot, Tibak, Shereiseth, The minute is that the Baal Koyre can read without being called up, but he's there anyway. And he's reading anyway. It's included in the job of being a Baal Koyre that he could also take a leave for himself. Is that even the Baal Koyre should not take an Aliyah unless his name is called that by the Kabbalah. Aval ein koyrin loy vishmoy, kemoy sharoy, and she koyrin loy vishmoy, poinyo koyrin. But he doesn't have a problem by his name, since he's anyway standing there. He should just say, please take the Aliyah. Omi shabim mu vela vayis kechodim, koyrin loy vishmoy avi ovid. The person whose father is the person who worships Avodah Zarah, and worships other religions, he should call him by his grandfather, not by his father. Aval loy vishmoy, they should not call him just by his first name, because that will cause embarrassment that he doesn't have. Embarrassment has some problem with his father. Even Tzad Mishmur says, when you call up and Ben something, you shouldn't call him Ben Harav or Ben Achover. The father is a woman. Just Ben Yankel. Yankel the woman. The Dakish, the Rabbi Miyam Vishem Ovim, Avil Maya, God of Hugo Vaisi, he allows Vishem Ovim, Hem Ovim, Lavis, Kachovim, Kavis, Vishem Ovim, Mashukah, Shalak, Vashem, Rabbi. I was thinking bigger finish. The person always known his father's name is Yaakov. So they were always calling him Reuven ben Yaakov. And then after 3 years, Rahman was born, his father became Avodah Zarah guy. So we're going to now switch from Reuven ben Yaakov to Reuven ben Avram. It's very embarrassing, so we just leave it as is also. V'chein im ikol lemechash le'eva samuma. Also be concerned that the muma is going to get angry that his son stopped calling himself with the father's name. You can just leave it as is. Asufim yishtuki koyim leitu v'shem avi imoy. Person who we don't know whose father is, so then you call him in the name of his mother's father. Taz and the chayazim brought by the Mishabruah say that it's better to just call him Ben Avim, Ben Avim Avinu. Everybody, we're all sons of Avim Avinu. Bring that the reason why some people are not happy with calling him after the father of his mother, because that's not his real name. When you write a get, you can't write the mother's father's name. You have to write from the father's side. But I'm concerned they're going to say, oh, this must be his father's name. They use it for a get. So you get in trouble. If Eino Yedua, you have no idea who the father of his mother is, and just call him then Avram. Suma Eino Kari Lufisha also, Likras Lufisha Shalom Shalom Nexav. Continue the Mechab, like we said before, is that a person who is blind and cannot read from the text, then cannot get an Aliyah. Ramos says, the minor cause of the Ashram Kari Suma, commotion and no give a tear on the Oris. The Minagash can know this, that even a blind person can get an Aliyah, because we rely on the fact that we have a Balkoi who is reading it, and he's Yetzir with Shemea Koina without actually reading it himself. The Minag Lamaisa to be Mekil, to give Aliyah to anybody who is God-fearing Jew, even if he does not know how to read, cannot read.